Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN. Stop daydreaming and get ready to get back on the road. Search Hyundai, click to buy today.
Good afternoon, everyone. A cracking day in old Sydney town. Hope it is wherever you're listening. Drive with Joel and Fletch with thanks to Hyundai. Stop daydreaming and get ready to get back on the road. Search Hyundai, click to buy today. We welcome our listeners, 1170 SEN in Sydney, our listeners on the SEN app, our podcast listeners. Let us know where you're listening from. Coming up on the show, big, big show. Fox Footy, we've got the AFL Grand Final coming up, and host Kath Lochnan is going to preview the AFL Grand Final and set the scene as to what is happening there in Perth. I think we're going to squeeze in Rob from Blacktown as well for a bit of a Grand Final preview as well. Market update with Shawnee Omrod. How are the prelims shaping up? Sparty in what F world? Sparty is all raring to go. I think he's got a very, very interesting segment. He wants people to come clean today, and we're cruising for a Bruce, and with NRL.com's Zach Bailey, we're looking forward to this. But we go back 30 years today. This is what happened. A wonderful farewell to this man.
Guy out to Dunn. The switch. Simmons. Simmons up the middle. Racing Simmons. Simmons gets it. Great footwork. He will remember this for a long, long time. In his last game, he's looking to exit the code. With this grand final, he grabs the try.
Short drop out from Canberra, and Evan.
Here it goes, Guy. Guy gets it. Racing Simmons.
Try.
Royce Simmons, the old Panthers captain, he will join us today on Drive with Joel and Fletch. And as I bring you in, Fletchy boy, Royce Simmons, I'll tell you one man who wasn't cheering on his day out. David Leslie Kane, my dad, the publican of the Newbridge Hotel back in 1991. Now, very small pub, 80 people in the town, pub crowded as possibly as it could be on grand final day. And back in those days, there was no, you know, betting at pubs and such with things. So the locals are saying, oh, Dave, can you set up a book and we'll have a bet on the grand final? I said, Dad, just, and I'm 11 at the time, I said, Dad, just put up a Clive Churchill, just put up a Man of the Match award. Off you go. So he said, well, I don't know what the bloody price thing's. I said, put 25 to 1 for Royce. They'll all charge into Royce and you'll be sweet, right? So as it turns out, Dad's put up a whopping 25 to 1 and they're taking bets of $5 and $2 and $10. But as you could appreciate, 25 to 1, you don't need too much on to get a big collect back in those days.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So Penrith win the grand final. Dad knows he's in trouble because Royce scored two. The TV, man of the match, Roy Simmons. So Dad's forked out all this cash and he's filthy, right? Because Dad's not a risk taker, right? So he's forked out all this cash. Anyway, next thing you know, these two blokes come up with the collect. And so how Dad would do the tickets is he'd give the price, the money, and sign it. And these two blokes come up with Brad Clyde tickets. Dad says, oh, no, boys, Royce Simmons got man of the match. They go, no, Dave, look at the screen. So Brad Clyde gets the Clive Churchill. So Dad's had to pay out on Royce Simmons and on Brad Clyde, and it was about $1,400.
But hang on, you only either pay out, wasn't it Clive Churchill?
Well, Dad said man of the match, right? And we didn't really get too funky.
Billy Anderson.
Billy Anderson, Graham Hughes. Royce gets a double. Royce is going to catch up with us a little bit later on for story time with old mates. Looking forward to that, Brian. But yes. How's your day been?
My day's been great.
Your golf attire on.
Yeah, I have my golf. It's Wednesday golf. Got the cash today. But I was thinking about, because we spoke about it yesterday, about being 30 years. Well, 31 years ago, this happened.
Pamela.
CJ and Mitch Buchanan. So this is the second stint they had it. So the year before, so 32 years ago,
right?
It only lasted half a season. Ratings were so bad.
Wow.
So NBC just went, nah, see you later, Baywatch. But they found out they were getting letters from people in Germany saying, what's happened to this Baywatch dunker? And Hasselhoff was huge.
Was he?
Yeah, in Germany. Obviously, with the name, so they thought, right, well, next year we'll revamp it. We need another character. Pamela Anderson came along.
Wow.
Booyah.
Way you go.
Yeah. It was a great show. Grew up on that. But also 30 years ago today, same day. Not 31 for Baywatch, 30 years ago, I think the greatest song ever written was released.
Oh, yeah.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yep.
Nirvana.
Is that 30 years ago?
30 years today. So, it was released on MTV.
So that song is a twin of the Panthers premiership.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
So they played this for the first time live. No, sorry, it was played on MTV for the first time, not live. And obviously no one had heard anything. This grunge music was on the down low.
Yeah.
Or the underground, and then it was just released to the masses and off it went.
Wow.
It didn't get number 87 on the greatest Rolling Stones songs of all time.
Is this your number one song of all
time?
This
is my number one song.
Fair dinkum.
I think because I was the age, you know, I've never heard it. You'd sing it at the Blue Light Discos and you'd wear your rollers.
Oh, what great
memories.
Chords. I went down a Nirvana vortex the other day, actually. I was on the walk and all these old songs, which I hadn't heard for ages, you know. Geez, it was good.
Well, you go onto YouTube now because you love YouTube.
Yeah.
Go onto YouTube and tell me how many hits has it or views has this had.
Okay.
Because this was either obviously prior to YouTube. You'll be astounded at how many views it's had.
Well, only last week, Fletch, I looked up Smells Like Teen Spirit, and for whatever reason, Spotify was sending me not only on Nirvana songs, but other old rock band songs.
Yeah.
Jeez, it was good.
They're very clever.
Very, very clever. Very, very clever. Brooksy, how are you speaking about being clever?
Yeah, good. I really like the Unplugged in New York album.
Yeah.
The live version of all like their greatest hits.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
Acoustic.
Righto.
And it sort of started that. I remember Ben Harper did Live from Mars. There was some other really good live albums that sort of went off the back of that. Jay-Z did one with MTV Unplugged. The Roots have done one. Like, those live albums. Just because it's always good to mix up.
Kurt Cobain, obviously, sadly, is no longer with us, but... No. He's part of that 27 club, but he was aware of that because his mother has come out since or after the passing and said that he'd always talked about, I want to be part of this 27th club.
Yeah.
So he had some demons.
How much did he achieve before that? Like, unbelievable. Okay, Brooksy, how many views has the video Smells Like Teen Spirit, the official music video of Nirvana, had?
And remember, this was...
So you know the answer to this?
I do know.
Yeah.
So it wasn't debuted on YouTube.
No,
so
of course.
This is people going back retrospectively. I'm going to say 200 million.
Not even close. Yeah, I had
that
answer.
Ridiculous.
Not even close.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. More than six times that.
1.3 billion.
Yeah.
1.3 billion.
Views.
There's only 8 billion people in the world.
Yeah.
Someone's doing their lot for the world population.
That's 1.3.
Shanghai is sick for Nirvana.
Yeah.
Sick for them.
Wow.
I just go, who's this? Who's this? Nirvana overrated. Who's this? Didn't put his name to it. You, my friend, are an A grade.
Can you get another Nirvana song up, Fletch? And the listeners, it'll be one you haven't heard for ages, but you'll immediately know it.
Okay, Gibbo. What about Come As You Are?
How are you, by the way, Gibbo?
Yeah, good, Joel. G'day, boys.
DJ Gibbon.
Who it is? Here we go.
Yeah.
It's all very depressing music.
Yeah.
And Dave Grohl, obviously, the drummer.
Well, Seattle. Rains a lot up there. Very depressing.
Mm. Good coffee, though. Starbucks.
Great coffee. Yeah.
Hey, Fletch, have you seen the doco, Kurt Cobain's one?
Yeah.
Montage of Heck, I think.
Yeah.
By HBO.
I think, yes, I have.
Really good. It's like a bit of animation, a bit of like autobiography. Fans of Nirvana, I reckon, have a look at that.
There's one with... Courtney does a lot of that one. No.
I don't think she's in this one. Montage of Heck.
Great memories, Fletchy boy. Great memories. This one coming through. This is Statsy from Freshwater. He said, "G'day, boys. I've got two tips today in Flemington. Race 6, number 5, Footlights, and race 7, number 12, Alcyon." Well, you know what? I've been tipped both those as well, Statsy from Freshwater. But what I will say for race 6, 2-gun attack. We're going to go Footlights and we're going to go Gundick. Gundick, both on a mission towards the Derby. So there you go there. Different Strokes gets the cash yesterday. Today, Fletch gets the cash at golf. Hopefully this streak continues with the Bunnies this weekend. Josh from Newcastle. Well, tell you what, the streaks continue because Stan, thank you very much.
Good on you, Stan.
What's Stan done?
So Stan has, again, he did this before when Conrad won.
Yep.
And he said, go downstairs because Menulog have delivered and they've delivered some cookies, some McDonald's cookies. So, Stan, greatly appreciate it. Couldn't eat these last time because Brooksy and I were just
hard for
75 hard.
Is the 90s the best ever decade or what, says Maddie from Queensland. I suppose he's talking to music. Maybe everything, really.
I think it was.
Yeah.
They say the 80s was good, but I don't really remember the 80s. Yeah.
No, I was a young punk too.
Yeah, 90s is where I was.
Oh, the hypercolour t-shirts, the yo-yos, the marbles. How good was the 90s?
We might play a few footy more cards. Songs throughout the day. Nirvana. But in the meantime, 1300 01 1170, that is the Ryko Filters call line. You can text 0457 736 736. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, three sleeps to the AFL Grand Final, where Footscray, aka the Western Bulldogs, prepare for the Demons. And I'm pleased to say it's his time to shine.
Yep,
let's do this. Okay, how does he handle the big stage? It's the big dance. It's our man, Roberto from Blacktown. It's Grand Final week.
How are you, Joel and Fletch? You two honourable men who keep up what you've got to say to me today. You've got to let me go for 4 minutes today, okay? When do we start?
Just on that. We've had to have a shift in the news. April has obviously down there in Melbourne with the earthquake. She's had to go and get a new office. So her desk is split in half.
I've got to be on in 2 minutes.
No. Yes. We're going to give you 2 minutes 55 from now. Go.
Okay. Welcome, boys, to the preview of the 2021 AFL Grand Final between the Dogs and the Melbourne Demons. Both teams will wear their traditional jumpers for the Grand Final, with the Dogs wearing white shorts. For all the punters out there, here's some stats that will help you place some bets for the game. Currently, there are no injury concerns with either team. With Stephen May from Melbourne, he's overcome a slight hamstring problem, but he's good to go. Thanks to Sportsbet, the betting is the D's $1.64, the Dogs $2.26. Since 1980, boys, the teams have played 70 times, with the Dogs winning 38 times and the Demons winning 32 times. At Optus Stadium, where the Grand Final's being played, the Demons have won 50%, they have a 50% winning record, and the Dogs have a 33% winning record. And the Demons' average score at Optus is 80 points and the Dogs 72 points. By the time the Grand Final is played, the Demons have only had one game in 28 days. But the Dogs have travelled all over Australia, clicking up 9,000 kilometres playing week in, week out. The latest premiership for the Dogs was 2016, beating the Swans in front of 100,000 people at the MCG. And the Demons haven't won a premiership in 57 years, boys. This year, they have played twice with one win each to each team. The Grand Final history, Melbourne have won 12 of 17 Grand Finals they are in, and the Dogs have won 2 of 3 Grand Finals they are in. And this is a rematch of the 1954 Grand Final, which the Dogs, then known as Footscray, won 102-51. With all this being said, I think, boys, all the travelling the Dogs have done will come to bite them over the last quarter, with Melbourne running over the top of them to win in a thriller, 92-82. So with me tipping Melbourne a win, this will give an enormous lift to Neil Danaher, who's been suffering with MND for quite a few years, and he's been one of the greats. The Norm Smith Medal, boys, for the best on ground is named after a former great of the Melbourne club of the 30s and 40s. He kicked over 500 goals. My first goal scorer will be Bailey Fritz, from Melbourne. He's a 10-1 shot. And the Norm Smith medal, I think, will go to Christian Petrarca, a 6-1 shot. So there's my tips for the boys. It's been one hell of a year on SEM with AFL. And thank you for letting me get through this, boys.
Well done, Rob. Well done. Rob, did you write that or did you pinch it off some AFL site?
No, boys. I did all the stats. I got into various things and then I typed it all up for myself so I could, you know, in case you're going to interrupt me. And so, but yeah, I picked all the stats out. So Melbourne to win, 92-82, okay?
So Melbourne to win. And if you just repeat the Norm Smith medalist.
Who's your tip?
Okay, the Norm Smith.
Yes. It is Grand Final week.
That wasn't me, Rob.
There was only one way that could finish.
Gibbo, like Brooksy last week, has gone rogue.
Mm.
By the way, I ran into Buzz, boys, yesterday.
Oh, what did he say?
And we're just chatting away. Didn't talk about anything. He goes, mate, What's the go with your producer?
What's the go with me? What's the go with him?
Anyway, so I said, mate, we love it. Keep going. Good. I said, mate, we talked about it on radio. He goes, oh, did you?
Yeah.
He was listening.
He was listening anyway.
He's one of the 0.04.
Now, who took over 50 and a half on the play the music text coming through when Rob was on? You win, by the way, if you did that. What about the big news today? Of course, away from sport. Earlier today, an earthquake in Mansfield, Victoria, magnitude 6.0.
Heavy.
Yeah, it is heavy because the Newcastle one was 5.6. This is 6.0. 5.6 for Newcastle, $4 billion in damage way back then. This was felt in Wagga. It was felt in Mildura. And it was also felt while a couple of our stable mates were on air. Here's Jared Waitley as it happened.
Did we just get hit by an earthquake? That was amazing. The building fully shook. The glasses on the shelf are rocking back and forwards. I've never felt a tremor like that in Melbourne before. Did we all feel that? That was a proper earthquake. Blimey. That was, I'm literally shaken by that. Blimey.
Blimey.
Double blimey.
Okay, you know how we name hurricanes and cyclones? Sorry.
Earthquake Jared.
Should we name this earthquake Blimey?
Hurricane Blimey.
Earthquake Blimey.
Yeah, we shouldn't laugh at an earthquake. But
no one's been injured.
That's right.
So far.
Andrew Bensley for SEN Track. Here's what he had to say at the same time as Jared was on air.
We are in a Melbourne studio and we are going through, I reckon, an earthquake here or something on air. Our building is literally shaking. Matt, this is frightening, to be honest, because it's lasting a long time, but it's $6.50 at the moment. Got to dance a lot.
Oh, that's professional. Professionalism.
By the way, Gonna Dance a Lot is running in 7 seconds.
What is it?
Gonna Dance a Lot. So if that's not an omen, at $7.50 it is.
Wait.
Gonna Dance a Lot.
Wait.
Trained by De Kock.
But who's the trainer? Hang on, what number?
Number one.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, so it's about the jump.
On the drift.
Imagine if that one, it opened at $4.20. We might take a break, and when we return, plenty more to talk about. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch, all thanks to Hyundai. Don't forget, you're a massive part of the show. Ryko Fielder's call line, 1300 01 1170, is the way to do that. This is the Workwear Group Tradie Hour. King G, pushing limits on comfort, technology, and design. Gonna dance a lot.